Good morning. We got to Machlokes Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi regarding brothers and divide up karka. Not that one took karka, one took money, but divide up karka. They divide up karka, and then a Baal Peim came and took one of them. So we had a triple way Machlokes, a three way Machlokes. What's the din? Rav said, let's see inside, and we have to see Tosis about it. So, the Itmer, first word in the line is the Itmer. About two-thirds of the way down, first word in the line, the Itmer. Two-thirds of the way down, that means the last third of the Amud. The Itmer. Ha'achim Shachokei, brother that divided up the Yerusha. Avom Alfei, you're not all Chelko, you shall have a man. Rav Amar Bot Lo Machlokes. Rav said Bot Lo Machlokes. What does Bot Lo Machlokes mean? That you have to do the whole chiluk again. That means one person doesn't got taken away. Even the other ones have already invested in their land, and you would have thought maybe they can keep their land. No, Bot Lo Machlokes. The original division is now null and void, and do it again. And Shmuel Amar Vita. Shmuel says, Vita, meaning that the one that had that land that was taken away has lost out. And they have to do, the other two brothers keep the portion. And Rav Asi Omar, Naita Revia Bekarka or Revia Bemos. Rav Asi Omar, you do something like the Torah, Revia Bekarka or Revia Bemos. So now the Gemara is going to explain what's pshat in those three. Rav Amar Bot Lo Machlokes. Rav says that the whole division is null and void, and you do a new division. Kesova he holds. Ma'achim shecholku kiyosh mara. Achim that divide up. They're like Yoshim. They're like Yoshim. We've got Machlokes. Yeah, put the Yoshim. We've got Machlokes. Where the division after is Yerusha. Each one received their portion that they were meant to have received from their father. Or the original Yerusha they received was Yerusha. And then after that, when they divide that between them, they're really bartering. I'm taking this and you're taking that. We're buying from each other. That's the shaila. About the Yerusha, they received the Yerusha originally. Before they divided out, they were all Yorushim. When they're now dividing up the Yerusha, how do you divide? How do you view it? You view it as each person received his Yerusha, right? Or do you view it as they bought from one another?
So the Yerusha really was like the new Yerusha.
Right. Like the original Yerusha. Yeah.
The
first time
Yerusha.
The first time Yerusha carried on like that, right? Kiyosha. And Shmuel says, so that's why Kiyosha, and Shmuel says, Vita, says Rashi, says the Gemara, Kisava, Ha'achim Shecholkoi, Lekuchois, they bought from each other, they bought from each other. And not only did they buy from each other, it's Kerekeach, Shaluba Achrayis, sorry. It's like buying without a Achrayis, meaning that you only pay, you bought without any chance of recompensation if it doesn't work out. Right? So Vita, you bought your portion from me. We had the Yerusha which we received. You then bought your chelik, I bought my chelik. And if it doesn't, if you, your muzzle was a bad muzzle, don't come back to me crying. That's what Shmuel holds.
Is that the regular case that he
votes
for regular acquisition?
Definitely not. Regular acquisition is whatever the hesem is between us. No. If I buy from you without us.
In the star, no one speaks out.
I don't know why I'm this size.
What?
I don't know what the stuff
is. So the stuff should be this case. Whatever the stuff is, this is what it should be as well right here, no?
I don't know what the stuff is. I don't know what the stuff buys.
Stuff with regards to guarantees, I'm saying.
It's different because I've here a person paid money for it, right? If I give you a present, say, if I give you a present and then it was taken away because Baal Chayim came, is that with that price or without a price? Stuff with Thomas without a price. Right? So it could be some mechla, I'm paying you money, it is with a price, Hollywood. But here, this is something in between. It's a division of land. I'm not paying you anything for your land. Just you're taking one part, I'm taking my part. You look at it as if I paid you money, in which case maybe your star should be with that price, or do you look at it without?
Would you say the rule was it's only valid in the transaction?
It's without money, without paying any money. It's just interest.
Well, the loophole was saying that you're seeing it as if it was money exchange.
It means we're not seeing it as Yerusha. Yerusha is telling that I got my portion, which was designed for me. The Rosh speaks out here. There is a mockum to say, it's greeting, but there is a mockum to say that Pshat, you've heard of Yesh Re'er, Ein Re'er. The Yesh Re'er means that whenever we make a division, it's Yat the Shmaya, you received Bidyuk, the division you were meant to got from heaven. That's exactly what it was. And Ein Re'er means, how do you know? It could very well be that what you took was not the part that you were meant to have taken, but the part you were meant to have taken actually your brother got. That's angry. So it would be a mockum to say that Chat and Rav is Yeshmir. When we divide up, we should know we had Siyat the Shmaya, that I got the portion, Bidyuk the portion that I was meant to have had from the original. Yerusha is the one I got. And you got your portion. So may that we are Yoshim. We got exactly the Yerusha that the Father wanted to, what the Father was meant to give us. And Shmuel says, no, angry. If it's angry, so why are you in this land? You're in my land. You got the one brother Reuben took the right hand side of the field. Shimon took the left hand side. So Shimon can turn to Reuben. Why are you in my land? Yerusha, no, Embraer. Could be you're in my land.
Concept of Brera means like clarity about what how things were divided. How do you translate that?
Brera is a very good term, hard word to translate. It has become clear that's the Lashon of Brera.
What's the clear in this case?
No, I'm just using the expression. It's become clear. So, Yesh Brera means the part you got, the expression is used, it means this was always designated for you. How you fit that into the translation?
So, would that make sense?
You want to just finish it? Half a second, yeah. You finished? Sorry, I apologize.
So, Rav holds that there is prayer?
Oh, so you could have learned. The Pshat in Rav is because Rav holds Yesh prayer, and therefore the Yoshim, because the reason why Reuben is in the right hand side of the field is because that's the land that he was meant to receive.
But then if it's taken away, then he was meant to have that land, or he was meant to have that, and it's meant to be taken away. So then that sounds like sure, that's, you know, that's what you're meant to have, and so be it. So now we don't have it. Yeah,
you know, that's
your tough
beans. Very nice. But the thing is, if we treat it as Yoshim, you hear what Yeshua's asking. If you say Yeshua, so it turns out you're always meant to got this now. If we treat it as Yoshim, then you have that svara that, well, I'm a son and you're not a son. If we treat it as Yoshim, then we're both sons. There was a Yerusha. Right? My Yerusha was taken away, but since there wasn't any buying, it was as Medin Yerusha that was taken away. So then it turned out that plant was never part of the Yerusha. It was never part of the Yerusha. So then I should be able to divide that with you the other half.
Even though that other half was meant to be only for that one son.
Now it turned out that since that Yerusha was taken away, there's only one Yerusha left. There's only one part. And that Yerusha is what's meant to be divided.
So we're understanding.
Now we'll say, who brought all of my friend? There was never such a big Yerusha. There's only a small Yerusha. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what you could have run Rav. You could have said, the Yerusha is not a Pshat, but you could have run the Pshat and Rav is Yesh Brer. Yesh Brer means that I'm a Yerusha. That's why I didn't buy it from you. But the reason why I'm in the field is because that's part of the Yerusha. Now, if it turns out it wasn't part of the Yerusha, so in a harmony, the Yerusha, we have to buy that shorter. But the reason why I was in it is not because I bought it. And Shmuel is hold of Einbrer. Einbrer tells me that there's no way of knowing that the reason why you're in this field is because this is the part that you were meant to have got. So really, one brother could turn to the other one and say, why are you in this field? And the answer is because we've got an agreement between the two of us to divide up like that. That's called agreement. It's not a Yerusha. Yerusha is the Yerusha we received from my father. It's not. The reason why I'm in this field is because of an agreement between one brother and the other brother. That's called the Kukwis. The Kukwis is an agreement. I bought it from you. The Kukwis means my father also together the Kukwis. I'm not going to buy it. It means there's an agreement between the two brothers how to divide up. Not that it was a Yerusha that each one received his portion. Rather, there was an agreement between them how to divide up. Now, this agreement between them how to divide up, is that an agreement which is with a price or without a price? That's a shame. So Shmuel holds it without a price. And therefore, we have an agreement how to divide up. Kilo, I gave you one part, and you gave you one part. And it's now got lost, so there, you lost it. Right?
Yeah. Shmuel, it's on like two stages, like Yerusha to the brothers collectively.
There's something called Tfisis Yad, which is the original Yerusha came down, and that is now owned by the brothers, the state, as we call it in English. That's the state. And then eventually you divide up the state, and each brother gets their portion.
That second division on the brothers, that's like...
Right. That is, according to Shmuel, it's called the Kufis. There's nothing in minutes regarding Moshel Bikui. Bikui, you only bring on land that belongs to you. So if it's Yerusha, so that land really belongs to me. And when Yerusha comes, we won't be giving it back because it's my land. But if it's the Kufis, then what happens when Yerusha comes? You have to give it back. All the Yerusha goes back to the state,
yeah.
And we do another division.
Uh-huh.
Right, that's how it goes. That's when Yovel comes. Every Yovel will go back to how it was. It could be we'll keep the same division. But the Be'etim also in Alok is it's going back to the original state and the division again.
That's the same thing for the Balfo, that Trinidad
then. So it's definitely that. Yeah, well, definitely. I'm saying even brothers received the Yerusha. They're really just the Yerusha which they got from their father, which goes back all the way. But if you hold the Yoshim, then each person keeps their land, and even when it comes to Yovel, they continue with their land. That's their land. They go from, they went out to Mitzrayim, came into Eretz Yisrael. And Shenkei, if you hold the Kufis Dami, then comes Yovel, will go back, and it goes back to the state.
Every family.
And a new division, every family, and a new division must be a.
Yeah, but again,
so yeah, or maybe. The agreement will be, we'll keep it. The problem with the agreement, we're not going to make a whole new division. We'll be happy to.
And keep also, certainly, or should.
Right, okay. So that's the Nafkamina if you hold Yeshvayo or England. Nafkamina, the Maisa, because Maisa will keep it. Nafkamina and Maisa will be able to describe it for you. There's only a kind of agreement on which you own the karka. If it's the kukos, you don't own the karka. All right, when Yovel comes back, you have to give it back. All you've got is right to use this karka for the next 50 years. But once Yovel comes back, the land goes back to the original owners. Who's the original owners? The brothers, the estate. But each brother isn't the owner of that land. So Mameda, if you don't own the land, you just own the peiros. Then there wouldn't be a chiv bikurim.
So there basically wouldn't ever be.
The Gemara in Nitin says, according to this cashman, if you hold that Kenyan Paris is not like Kenyan Agur, more than discusses, you'll never have bikurim unless you have a ben or a ben from the time of Yeshua ben Nun.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess Pinchas is whatever.
Okay, so that's what we're saying. That's a possible shot in Rav and Shmuel. The Rav holds Yeshvayo, so they are Yosh. And Shmuel holds, no. The original Yosha happened. But then the division between them is a division between them, is an agreement between them. That's called the Kuchis. Each one deals with the other. Each one gave to the other. So then the Shadow was. That agreement between them, is it with a price or without a price? Shmuel holds, it's like without a price. Yes, Yossi, it's in there very glum. Is it really put a mirror?
Glum.
Glum, yes. Huh. You know what this expression glum means? I'll show you. Yes, it is better. No, what are you unhappy about? Why
it's so about extension walls position? You can record all these people in mirrors. That's it.
That's before they divide up. Before they divide up.
Exactly.
Before they divide up.
Also, they're also inherited in the top division.
No.
Well, who says? Where's he saying from?
There's no way of knowing that the land you got was the Eurus you meant to have got. So why are you in this land?
You divided it up this way.
That's called the Kuchis. That's called the Kuchis. There was a different
reason there.
Because inheritance means you receive the Yerusha that you were meant to have received from your father.
If the father wants this, we sign it to divide it from the
snow. We divide, we decide to divide that. How can you decide that inheritance? Inheritance means you received something from your father. Well, maybe you didn't. Because maybe you took the land that wasn't the one that you received from your father. Because Yerusha, we all received it together. And then, if you ask Hashem, come to Shemaiah, yes, this part was meant to go to Reuven, and this part was meant to go to Shimon. Actually, you flipped over, and you took the other one. So why should you keep it? Answer is because it was an agreement. Agreement between them. Right. If you're ordained Brit, it's definitely like that. If you're ordained Brit, Shmuel is right. To Shmuel, to Chiddush, it's also in a Chrax.
That's nice. Once you call it the Kuchos, I'm saying it's without a Chrax. Unless it's spoken out, we've learned it before.
Okay.
I mean, all the cases that we're discussing, I think,
either yay or nay.
I think we said that it's automatically
valid. I don't know what you're saying. I'm saying it's my colleague who goes in and the next round, the Ravasi held that it's with it, with her. So, there's not like you say going on between Shmuel and Ravasi, either with her price or without her price. I don't know. I do not know if a regular acquisition with, do you have to state it to the price or do you have to state it not with the price? I'm not saying anything because I just don't.
According to Shmuel, if there's a will, he says, this son gets land A, this son gets land B. They're assigned their portion. Does that take away the focus?
You're asking a halakhic shayla about what's the right of the father to say which land he's giving as a present before he dies?
It's in his will. Just he wants that someone like
that. If he's giving it as a present before he dies, no Yerusha. So what's he
decide? On my death, father's saying.
So he's giving a present. What are you saying? After my death.
After my death.
After his death, what right does he have to decide which land is son to go?
That's in his, he wrote it down as well.
So maybe it's mitzvah. So the kind to be a base, so much we could do this. Is there maybe a mitzvah to keep the words or to fulfill what the base said?
Can father do that? Right.
Before he dies, he can decide what. But afterwards, I mean, you can give a present before he dies. I can probably
do that. After he can settle the world. The will speaks after death, or at death and after death.
That's never
going to happen. By the last, it has, I believe, right, if I'm wrong, that the will has to be a gift before death. Because once it's after death, then everything's done already. It's locked and it goes through the rituals. The halacha. That's why people have like halacha wills to make things work out so you're not stuck with a lot of things in your wife's
stuck family. With halachic things. Okay.
No, I'm not saying, okay, that's a neat. Insofar as like if you have a before and you want everything to be divided equally, but the before is going to double, the wife is going to do nothing.
Okay, Rabbi Solomon can give us the show on wills, which is he's a bit more knowledgeable on it than I am. But that's what was like, that's possible to what Shmuel's holding Andrea, and therefore they are the Kuchis. In Rab, we'll see in Rosh, he has a different model, but he does not offer this much. There could be, you'd say, Rab, each brother got the portion that they were designed, the sign from heaven to get, and that's the one we got. Let's explain it like that just to make it like easy for now. So Rab, bottom of Lucas, so that happens to help you, Kyoshim have it. Now they're like Goshen, they're like the original Tfisa Bais, where each one gets the land. Now also, each one gets the original Yerusha. Shmuel Vita, Ksava Ma'achim, which is called the Kuchus. And not just the Kuchus, Kirikuyach, Shiloh Bachareist. Now what's Rav Asi Omar? What's Rav Asi old? Rav Asi Omar, Navita Revir Bekarka, Revir Bemois. So we're going to translate this at the first job, Rashi, that the brother that had his land taken away from him takes Revir Bekarka, a quarter of his other brother's portion. Revir Bemois means all, not and. All Revir Bemois. Or it takes a quarter of that value in money. Why? Why should that be? Why should it be that he only gets a quarter? Why should the brother, as the dad taken away, only receive a quarter? Either you should get nothing, because you're like Shmuel, or you should get everything, or you should get half of the portion of his brothers. Why a quarter? Miss Sapke, yeah, that's so big.
Quarter of the land or quarter of money.
Equivalent money in quarter.
If the brother didn't lose out anything, get both land and money.
No, but or is it?
Sorry?
Or.
I know, but if the brother who, in circumstances, where the brother who had nothing to do with him, received his Yerusha, some land and some money. That means that the other brother only gets a quarter of the land and nothing of the money.
Well, that's the side of the money, because that was a previous sugya. If a brother receives money, then maybe there was one son in the Gemara, then maybe he would keep his money, he wouldn't have to give anything up of his money. Because say that was the agreement, I'm taking money which could be stolen, and you're taking that which could be taken. And that was the agreement. It was a topic in the Gemara. Fine. So let's try and keep matters a bit simpler for now. It's definitely something we have to address eventually. But for now, they received land, only land, no other variables. Now, so Asi says that the brother who had his land taken away receives a quarter of his other brother's portion. So now the shot is, why should he have a quarter? Either he should have nothing, or he should have half. Why a quarter? So with Sapkelei, Iki Yoshidomi, Iki Lepuchoistom. He's a suffering, how you look at this person. If he's not Yoshim, if the brothers are like Yoshim, then in Akhrami, he should get how much?
Half.
And if he's a little voice, he shouldn't get anything. So I may not, because you have a rule, the moment I want to be sovereign, Cholkin, therefore, he'll get me to Rebbe Kaka, then he gets a quarter. Or Rebbe Mice, and if he doesn't want to pay, if he doesn't want to give up his land, he prefers to pay with cash, he could pay with cash. Says Rash. Rebbe Kaka. You see the Rebbe Kaka, the first word of the night is Rebbe Kaka. Rebbe Kaka, Yaksiloi, Rebbe Chelkoi, he gives back to him. Rebbe Chelkoi. Oi, Kaka, either with money, oi, voice, or with cash. Rebbe Mois, says Rashi, the Vav means, oi, Rebbe Mois, or a quarter with money. Like we saw this Rashi, all those vobs are not and, but they are the famous all. So what was the vob? Why should it be that? He had the sofer gives kiyoshin domi, and then both of them, if they're yoshim, so there was an obligation on both of them to pay out the father's debt. Therefore, he has to return half of the brother's portion. Oh, you can cook his daughter. And you've got nothing, you've got no claim on me. Well, so we'll get to that. So Rashi here speaks out very interesting. The person, Balchiv, comes to get the claim, his choyv. He has to go to the father. Father's no longer alive. So what right does he have to give to the children? So he has the right to give to the children if the children are ki'ilu representing the father, the Yoshu. So if they receive the Yerusha, and each one received their assigned part, so they are all Yoshu. So he's got a right to go to them and say, hey, you are your father's children, hey. But if they're the kuchos, then each one of them can say, what do you want from me? I'm no longer a Yerush, because I bought this portion from my brother. And that one can say, I bought my portion from my brother. So we are no longer Yoshin. So you don't have a right to come to us. That's Lashon Rashi. Ki Yoshin Domo, Va'al Shnei and Lefroya. And both of them have an obligation to pay out this for you, because they're Yoshin still. Hilkoch. Therefore, since both of them have an obligation, so one brother paid up on behalf of both of them. So therefore, the other brother has to pay it back, half of it. And the other pshat was, quarter of the chelik which magielo he has to pay. That means something more. But all more, I'm not a specific chalkin. But he noitel imoy eruvio, and he only gets from him only a quarter. But law he offered the salkoi, and the brother who has to pay a quarter can be mesalekim, can pay him off. Oy be karka, either by karka, oy be mois, or with cash.
I see if that's why you're not saying the other like the ocean or not. Say only the ocean. Trade was in between state. I mean, if it's really the ocean.
Rab said the ocean.
Yeah, if it's really the ocean, you know, we have to go back. So go back. Why should you have a right to push him off the cat?
Why should he?
Yeah, I'm saying if it's the ocean.
Why not?
So you want some land.
Yeah.
So if the deal has to go back to the beginning stages, so why should one brother have a right to put no
one? Rav holds both of Machlekes, and Rav holds in Achanami. Rav seems to say you have to give back carpets. Or you can't. But no, Rav seems old, you can't pay cash. Rav didn't say much.
Even though
if Asim said voice. Rav said just carpet. So he's going to speak about it. Rav said just carpet. And he also used the word kiyosh. No, kiyosh means that. Like Tvisa Sabbath, right? When father dies, there's something called Tvisa Sabbath, which we call in English the state, which is the Yerusha. And when the brothers continue that division, it's the same as what was before. They are just receiving the Yerusha which they receive from the father, not buying from one to another.
Yeah, but following up on the cash business, if the father had to pay cash, you know, this the loan is made in cash. Pay back in cash, or if he doesn't pay cash, then you can take part. Mm-hmm. Why is it that the people that are sitting in the same shoes as the father not have that choice?
Everybody said they didn't.
I thought you just said they don't have a choice. When Robbie does, yes.
No, if the land is taken away from one of them, then the other brother receives back land. You can't just come and
push it. Pushing on the
level. Like it, can't take you big money. You have cash. What?
Oh.
We were talking about when one of the brothers obviously didn't have cash. It was taken away from him. His land. So then the other brother now has to pay up. So that paying up, yeah, all has to be with cash. The last instance can be even with cash.
Oh. You can do this first step to Rashi again.
Which first off? Oh, you could have cooked it, Tommy? That one?
Yeah.
And you've got no claim against me. That's the subject. Am I like a yosh?
One brother to the other.
Right. A quarter of that land that you thought is magia, he pays up. That means something, mommy. The whole mommy, I want to be subject, choking. The status is a status of subject, mommy. And you divide up. Now, his finishes off Rav Asi's deal. He can select him to remove him from him, either a karka or a. That's the first malach of Rashi.
It's only the subject. Because the suffix is allowing you to do the karma or this.
No, I don't
know. No, you're doing that?
No, I don't think so. The Gemara said beforehand, the Vasi said, Ksofim Hari Hedi Kakala. Right? The Gemara said, what does that mean? What's the case of Ksofim Hari Hedi Kakala? Okay, so this case, the Gemara said, we know already because we see the Vasi said in, you can pay either with cash or with karma. So I don't think it's only because of the suffix. It's, right? What do you mean by something? I don't know something you mean. What do you mean by only because it's a soul?
It is a very, it's adding a new element here, which is what I was asking about wrong beforehand. If it's like the ocean, so no should have a right thing away from him. So here he's taking away a right from one of the brothers. What should I have in mind? Why is he doing that?
So let's get to Jesus. This is going to ask a question. What's chapter about? Why? What's the good as Machlikas between Rav and Shmuel? Why Rav says, brought the Machlikas and you can't pay out with cash? You have to give the car back. And Shmuel and no, Rav and Ravas. Why did Ravasi say you can? What's the good as Machlikas between Rav and Ravas? Let's see. Let's see Jesus. Jesus, the Ramas of Rav, all my book, Machlikas.
Okay.
Yeah? Do the mass of the Rav Omar. First word in the line and two says no at the bottom. Further down.
Before.
Right. Rav Omar Baldamachlik is Mashma the Limotzi Mesarik Bezuzi. It's Mashma for Rav that one brother cannot say to the other brother, forget it, you know, let's keep the Machlik, let's keep the original division. I'll pay you. I'll pay you instead. Medikama Baldamachlik is. Retainer, this is your country, Yossi. My Shlom and Ravasi. What's the difference between Rav and Ravasi? Ravasi said, you can. He said, Shiyok and Salki and Bezuzi. For it's Ravia, that Rav, that Ravia Yossi holds, Shiyok and Salki and Bezuzi, you can pay up with cash. But it's Ravia, Shanoita Mikert Yusuf. From that quarter, they meant to get Mikert Yusuf. So what's that? Ravasi says, I have to give you Rusha. I only have to give you a quarter because it's a sovereign. Say that there's a sovereign, I have to give you Rusha, so I have to give you a quarter. But that Yerusha I can pay out with cash. And Rav, the holds, there is Yerusha. It's not a sovereign, it is Yerusha. He says, no, that is bottom up because you can't pay out with cash. What's the difference? Right, that's the cash option.
You can't force the cash. You can't force the cash.
Even if they are 100% Yosh, not sorry, given the 100% Yosh, Motzi the Suki Mezuzah. One brother can pay out the other brother with cash, and as Yosh just said, not just can, you can enforce it. If they've already done the division, then he can say to his brother, instead of you taking the karka, here's cash. Why can he do that? Whenever you wish, you can't do that. If you have karka, there's a certain land that the father inherited to his kids. I don't know what the English word for inherit downwards, but maybe it is inherit. It's that he bequeathed. That's right. Bequeathed, yes. Bequeathed.
It's also the device.
All right, whatever. But we understand what we mean. The certain land which he gave over to his kids. Father owned a big shopping center, and he therefore gave the shopping center down to his kids. Now, one brother can't say to the other brother, you know what, I really want this whole shopping center. I'm paying you half in cash, and leave me the shopping center. And the other brother says, no, I want half as long as I'm paying you cash and leave it. You can't do that. We can both divide up the land. So why is it that here all of a sudden Ravasi said we can? You can say here's cash and leave the land as it was. Why is it? So he says the svar. You know what the svar is? Says Rashi says, I know. Don't take away my land. This whole story started. You know why it started? You know why you're taking away the land? It's because you didn't have cash. And therefore we took away your land. But had it come to me, I would have paid in cash. There would have been no need for a new division. Because I would have paid up in cash. I would have paid off the Baal Choy with cash. And therefore, I've got a tighter. Now, I want to keep my land. Because had the Baal Choy come to me, I would have paid him in cash. And therefore, just like had the Baal Choy come to me, I would have paid him in cash. So if you're coming because of the Baal Choy, I'm paying to you in cash. Just like I would have paid the Baal Choy in cash, I'm paying you in cash. You're only coming to me because of all the Baal Choy came. So I'm paying you in cash.
So for that,
1 second. Rav in the creature's place, it's fine. Rav doesn't hold that soul. They move on. Rav saying, what do you mean? You're planning because you would have paid in cash. But now we've got an issue of Yerushalayim, an issue of Balfoy. The reason why the Zan was taken away was because of a Balfoy. But now what's the division here? Division is because of Yerusha. And Yerusha, you can't pay out of cash. Yerusha, we divide up land. So therefore, I was bottom up against it. Bas is saying, well, the reason why you're coming is because of the Balfoy. And the Balfoy, I wouldn't pay the cash, and then my God, I had to pay you in cash. And I'm saying, doesn't hold of such a swar. Doesn't hold of such a swar. It's a doctrine of swar. Doesn't hold of it. You would have been able to pay the Balfoy. Very nice. The Balfoy took away the land, and now we're left with only half the euros. So we have to divide up the euros. So that's for yes, fireway.
I understand.
What's swar? Basi or Rav?
Oh, let them go and take the land.
Now, who would take the land?
Let the brother who's claiming he would have paid money. Let him go to the land. Take the land from our home. We have a club.
You don't mean take the land. Then take the cash.
And take the land back.
Which land back?
Pay him off. Pay off the land was given to the bottom of the hole, right?
Yeah.
Well, take it back.
Right, you can take the cash. And take it back from the Balfour.
Yeah, give the Balfour the cash.
Right?
Yeah, with Balfour.
Balfour? No, you didn't.
He has a mix first.
No, and you took it.
So, why? You can reclaim the plan for the person.
Okay, not because of Balfour, because of the difference. So, Shumahoda.
What?
Shumahoda. It's a Lashon the Gemara. Shumahoda. If land was taken away because of the assessment, how much I owe. Hold on, I can now go back and get it back.
Because of that.
It's not Tosfot.
A person? Yeah, not because of that. I'm talking about a regular act. Two people, someone who has an apartment building.
No.
And then somebody, the neighbor sold the apartment.
Yeah.
Even if somebody paid for that apartment, you can take it from them.
Sorry.
Sure.
If he pays.
No, you can take it from them. I'm sure. Okay. I'm
I understand what you mean.
I'm going to take it back.
Well, we made an agreement between each other. I paid you. I can have to give that.
Now you can take it back.
I'm saying that's what we're talking about.
You can take it back.
We're talking about here
the neighbor.
We're talking about here the person that paid.
So the brother's down cleaning. I would have paid him off.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But what's the demon in this land? There's two brothers that buy
the
land.
Well, mission.
There's two properties of land over here.
Uh-huh.
Inherited. Mm-hmm. The Balfour is coming. Give me the land for cash. So this brother gave him the land. We have the cash. This brother now really is the one who has the kedima to take this land and pay off this guy. So even though he already paid money for him, okay, he has no claim according to the mistake.
His brother's got that. Why is he mixing in?
Because he doesn't want to divide this land up. So now this brother will come on the claim that he said, I would have paid him off with the cash instead of giving you my land. Instead of giving you land, half this land, I would have paid him off. Take now, go give him the cash and take all the land back.
Who's
you have to give him. This brother.
Your name is on
this
land.
This brother has to
give
him.
Yeah.
This brother off. What?
Kadima, he's discussing Ruben and Shimon now on that land. I'll cash it to the person that bought the land and likes it. Two lands, right? This was belonged to Reuben, this belonged to Shimon. Reuben sold this land to Levi. That's what he really did. He got taken away. Okay, it was given away to Levi.
Okay, so
now we have to sell them to Reuben and Shimon on this land.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that land.
Right. What's Shimon claiming?
Shimon
was not. Why did you do that? Why did you give him the land? No. If you were to come to me beforehand, I would have paid him off.
Okay, fair.
So go pay him off now.
It didn't work.
I have Kadima in this land. I have Kadima just like a regular neighbor. Somebody comes in.
I'm not discussing the baby. I'm discussing you. When Shimon has been thirsty on half a land of it.
So stop talking. Stop talking about each other in the basement. And now go get your cash. You just said
you're right.
And go pay your cash.
I did not. And it did not.
Baal Matzah.
Has
a right to take that somebody from land.
If he took it, Shimon sold the land to the guy. What right does Shimon have to the guy say, well, now I want it? I sold you this. Listen to the longest, which Yossi said. That Shimon sold the land to Levi. Now, because Shimon had sold that land, he had to buy a small plot of land next to him. So now Shimon should be able to say, one second, Now you're my neighbor. You're my neighbor. I should be able to take away your land because of our mitzvah.
Nonsense. Yes.
I bought, sold it to you. I sold it to you.
I hate Rocky.
Please.
No, it his is. Brother.
What's his brother?
The Bar Mitzvah, Rocky.
What's his brother?
He's the Bar Mitzvah.
Indeed. He's
converted.
Yeah.
He's a Baal Mitzvah. He has Kedima to buy. Anyone who's a Baal Mitzvah has Kedima to buy the land.
Okay.
Did you offer it to him? No, I forgot. He just snatched it away from me basically. Okay, go claim the land again now. The Baal Mitzvah has the right to claim land. Anyone who's
a Baal Mitzvah. The land here, now divided up. This was always Shimon's land. It was Shimon's land. It's now divided up. This is Shimon's land. This is Reuben's land. Any Baal Mitzvah? No Baal Mitzvah. You want to say maybe this would be Shimon's better time. And it's much better time. So he's talking about Shuma Hoda, much better. Shuma Hoda, that what is our cement? Shuma Hoda, the deal is if land was taken away from you based on the sense of what you owed, if eventually you can pay up, you can redeem that land. Shuma Hoda, the Shuma goes back. So that's like this character. That Shimon, who had this land that was taken away from him because of, should take the cash that the brother's offering him and go back to him, the Balkoid and say, here's the cash, give me back the land.
Why should he be able to do it?
Because Shimon Hogan, it's a din in Bar Mitzvah, it says that any land that was taken away by basing because of failure to be able to pay in cash, if eventually you can't pay in cash, you get the money back, you get the cargo.
No limit
at any time.
You serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So that's the cash, because cash, no other places. Two caches. First, we'll get to that in a minute. But Tizipa said, so what do we say? That Rudazi said that he would have told the Baal Koi if I could have paid in cash. So from it, in the previous places, we said we're talking about Apetiki. Do you remember? We said we must be talking about Apetiki because Apetiki means that the Baal Chayim had the right to take a particular land. We must be talking about that because otherwise it doesn't make sense why he took from one land. He should have taken from both brothers. So he must have been talking about an Apetiki. Well, even to Apetiki, the Apetiki is the different levels of Apetiki.
Yeah.
One level, the highest level of Apetiki is I'm lending you money and don't even bother suggesting to pay me cash. I'm taking the cargo. That's the payment. The payment is, I'm going to take the cargo. Even if you've got cash to pay up, I'm still taking the cargo.
And then sale.
And then basically, very similar to sale.
I know you sense.
That's the seventh highest level of operating. Which, if that would be true, then the brother wouldn't have been able to say, well, I would pay up in cash, right?
No,
it's right. So it says, we're not talking about that type of operating. I've got the mind, but so it puts me. The Ma'arik and Apetiki, the Makabel, the Mashma also, the Loi Motsi, the Sadek Levi Zuzi, the Mashma there is unable to, Masalik, and that's a good English word for Masalik, push him off, it's not an English word, but to push him off with cash.
You have to give
the field up. So that is the highest level of Apetiki, but you're right, it's like a sale. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Apetiki. We're not talking about such an Apetiki. We're talking about Apetiki where the Malva will say like this. Either pay in cash. If you can't pay in cash, I demand the right to a field, a particular field. Or in our case, a field, eternally, I should be able to choose which field I want, not divide it up according to the brothers. Okay, so therefore, Reuben could say, had the Baal Koi came to me, come to me, I would have paid up in cash. But it's not talking about the highest level of Apetiki. Vim Toma, I'll come to your question. I want to finish off your question. Vim Toma, Mikol Mokoim Itin Mois, the brother who had his land taken away should be able to give the money. Means one brother should be able to give the brother, the other brother, the money. Viyifta Mikar Hakaka Mibalchoi, and then go and redeem the karka from the Balchoi. The Kaima Longa Pega Mafkid, Bumitsiya Lamatel at base. To Shuma Hodro, Shuma, any assessment which was done by Basin and therefore required you to take up, give up the land. Hodro, if at one stage you do have access to funds, you can get your money back.
The property back,
yes. So therefore, what's the whole argument here? Take the cash and go back to the original guy and get your character back. What are we arguing about? No. If that's instead of got Suffolk or Rams and both Machlakis, no, we're going to have to do a whole new division. Don't do a whole new division. Take your cash. Take the cash I'm offering you and go to the original, go to the barcode and get your original character back. And Shalai Mare, so what's the whole discussion? It says, Jesus, we should not have been meaning. Take the Zomna or Ulte. If the barcode that took the land, then sold it onwards to someone else, or bequeathed it to something else, say his kids, then the halacha is we can no longer do hot. The Omar also delay holder, then they can't have to say, go back to the person I bought it and say, well, this is his money, I would have been able to pay the balchoy, I should be able to pay you. No, 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 it doesn't go that far. Therefore, that's the discussion here. Rab says, Potla Machwikis, you can't anymore get the original land back.
Right. What happened to
your Rusha? That the one that the Balchoy who took the land either sold it to somebody or he gave it to his kids at Yerusha. He died and still received at Yerusha. Once it's left the Balchoy, we no longer say Shuma or we don't say anything.
What's the word to him?
Yerusha.
Yerusha?
Yeah. Tov and Shin interchange in Aramaic.
Sure.
Right? And that's for Eirish to pass it down in Yerusha.
Zaha can't mean that he also acquired an adjacent land, like he acquired
permission. No. It's quoting a Gemara. Dama Hossam Gale Hadra. The Gemara Babatsir is saying he sold it to somebody else, or he was merchant. The same idea is left is we should, but you no longer say that Shuma models. That spaces chat. So what's the Machlekes of Pati and
would gifting also
same thing. What's the Machlekes between Rav Asi and Rav? Machlekes of Asi and Rav was between the brothers. Is it svara to say you're coming to me because of Yerusha, because of Baal Chayv? Well, it's if you're the Baal Chayv, so had the Baal Chayv come, I would have paid you with cash. So can I pay you with cash? And Rav doesn't know that svara. You're right. That's history. Why I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you because Baal Chayv took away part of the Yerusha. And since we're Yerushim, turns out the Yerusha is only half the size. We divide that in Yerusha. Stasis. Mama takes it.
The root of the Mishnah of Rehna Ramashi.
No, we haven't.
Stay the same way.
Yes, for the next stasis. Kiyoshin Aveh. One more stasis. Kiyoshin Aveh. So Rav said they are like Yerushim. And that's why Botla Machlikis. Now, it's clear Rav holds, they're not like Lukuchois Belia Chrys. Everyone's masking? Because if it'd be Lukuchois Belia Chrys, it would be bitter.
Right.
It'd be like Shmuel. But perhaps Rav holds, they're like Lukuchois Belia Chrys. Well, Rav holds Botla Machlikis. Botla Machlikis could be they're like Lukuchois Belia Chrys. That's what it is. We end up with the same thing. How did the Gemara know it's Kiyoshin? How did the Gemara know it's Kiyoshin? So Rav Amar, but my click is to Rav Sava Kiyoshin. How do you know? Maybe it's like a good boy. Says this is how did he know it from Israel? How did the Rebbe know it? Says this is the Ikele Kukhis Bachrayis. Had it been with Achrayis, my Botla Machlekes. Yisharim Rimois, if it's a kuchois with a chayis, so I owe you money. I sold you a land which was taken away from you, so I owe you money. So here's cash. Why do I have to now make a new division? If we're Yolshim, so we have to make a new division. If the kuchois is I sold you land. So I was machai myself. If it gets stolen, I have to pay you. Say that, I'll pay you cash. That's why we knew, that's why his revenue, that's why his revenue, the Rav meant to Yosef Don.
Because
the language of Bible. Yes. The language of the Bible. The din. Yeah.
It's just starting fresh.
Right. If it's your, if it's a cool place, it wouldn't be Botla Machlekes. I could keep my land and I'll pay you.
I've been modifying the transaction.
I'll pay you back. Right. Yeah. Now it leaves us to Tosfos with us, Mesapkele. Now this Tosfos is based on the Mishnah Chena of Rashi. Rashi gives two pshatim in Asi. We've only seen one of them. The second one we have to see Mitzvah on Thursday. And Tosis is going to explain why he doesn't like the first child Rashi and why he likes the second child.
And
Rashi likes his first child. Yeah, Rashi likes the first child. And when you finish the sugya, then if you'd like to have a look at the Rif, have a look at the Rif, how we passed in the government, this whole shayla here. Padded two shayla, to land with Kesef and Kalka, which was what Yankin brought up before, and another shayla regarding Kalka and Kalka. How do we pass in regarding these dinim? Do we say that if one took Kesef, one took Kalka, he has to share his cash? Or do we say not? And do we say by Kalka? How do we pass by Kalka? Do we pass by Kalka? Are they connected with Kalka? How do we pass him? Well, we pass him out to Shmuel, we pass him night.
Shmuel.
So how do we pass him? Mitzvah on Thursday, all will be revealed. I hope I then should have revealed it yourself anyway. By then we had. Okay, and if you still have that third time, you're entitled to learn the Gemara further. To get to the Mishnah.
So the rift, where in the rift is it? It's obviously fine.
Yeah. Okay. Because it comes out of the marks.